Chapter 8. Turn Negatives into Positives. Good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. How do you usually respond to bad experiences? Do you explode in anger? Do you shrink into yourself emotionally? Do you detach yourself from the experience as much as possible? Do you ignore it? Each time we encounter a painful experience, we get to know ourselves a little better. Pain can stop us dead in our tracks, or it can cause us to make decisions we would like to put off, deal with issues we would rather not face, and make changes that make us feel uncomfortable. Pain prompts us to face who we are and where we are. What we do with that experience defines who we become. What I know about bad experiences. What separates people who thrive from those who merely survive? I believe it's how they face their problems. I've never known anyone who said, "I love problems," but I've known many who have admitted that their greatest gains came in the middle of their pain. Here's what I know about bad experiences. 1. Everyone has them. Life is filled with ups and downs. The problem is that what most of us want is ups and ups. That's not possible. I think it's pretty obvious that nobody gets to escape bad experiences. Perhaps that's one of the reasons my speech, "How to Do Good When Things Are So Bad," has been so popular. As the saying goes, some days you're the pigeon, some days you're the statue. We can do everything in our power to avoid negative experiences, but they have a way of finding us. No matter who you are, where you live, what you do, or what your background is, you will have to deal with bad experiences. You will have to have realistic expectations when it comes to pain and problems. You can't avoid them. 2. No one likes them. You don't like it when you're in the middle of a bad experience. Neither do I. No one expects us to like such things. They're just painful. But if we can manage the experience well, then we can actually find a way to enjoy talking about it afterward. It can become a great war story. 3. Few people make bad experiences positive experiences. Life's difficulties do not allow us to stay the same. They move us. The question is, in which direction will we be moved? Forward or backward? When we have bad experiences, do we become better or bitter? Will those experiences limit us or lead us to grow? When tough times come, many people don't respond well. That is why learning to turn negatives into positives is essential for individuals who want to grow and reach their potential. Most successful people will point to the hard times in their lives as key points in their journey of development. If you are dedicated to growth, then you must become committed to managing your bad experiences well. My pain file. Everyone has a pain file. You've got yours, I've got mine. Here are a few negative experiences that have become positive gains in growth for me over the long run. The pain of inexperience. I expected instant success early in my career, but stumbled often because of my immaturity. I had to learn patience and earn respect and influence from others. The pain of incompetence. I did a lot of counseling early in my career and was terrible at it. That forced me to reevaluate my gifting. Only when I started equipping people did I find my strength zone. The pain of disappointment. Margaret and I were scheduled to adopt a son, but then lost him. We were devastated. 6 months later, we adopted our son Joel, who is a great joy in our lives. The pain of conflict. One church I led experienced a split in the congregation, and some people left the church. That experience made me dig deeper as a leader. The pain of change. Early in my career, I changed organizations. That meant I had to start over. Though difficult, it afforded me many opportunities.